The world population hit 7 billion today. The benefits and challenges differ from country to country, but the director of Ghana's Population Council, Dr. Stephen Kwachi, says while the world population increases, it is vital to put measures in place to ensure that there is infrastructure and food security to handle the increase. Dr. Kwachi, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the country needs to focus attention on regulating childbirth and ensuring rural development to ease the pressure on the urban cities. We'll bring you details of this later.
Not necessarily worrying about it, but there are two things. You have to glorify numbers, because numbers make nation. At the same time, it also brings along certain opportunities and possibilities. At the other side of the coin are the challenges that the numbers bring about if we are unable to manage the numbers very well. And that is what the 7 billion population in the world pose for all of us, and especially those of us in Ghana and the rest of sub-Saharan Africa, where fertility is high and the rate of population growth is also quite high. We don't need to be too much worried right away, but we have to examine the situation and see where the possibilities are and then take advantage of them, and where the challenges are, put in place interventions to address them.
So what will be the benefit of this huge number?
We have what we call demographic dividend, and that comes along with a situation where you have a growing population that is composed largely of the youth. And you know, the youth, if we're trained, you are able to turn them to your advantage. We are in a technological age, a global village, so to speak. Like India, they managed to go the technological way and have been able to be one of the leading countries championing technology. And we in Ghana can also look at that one and then position ourselves to address the challenges of the youth in terms of their education, their training, access to jobs, and be able to use them to build the future nation that we are all ascribing to have. But the challenges are so much that at times, if you don't turn attention to the challenges, you may not be able to reach the benefits that I'm talking about right now.
There are some countries that are still advocating for more population, like Scandinavian countries. Would this be some sort of good news to them? Do you think that with this number, there's still the need for more people?
You see, that's why I indicated that the challenges and opportunities will vary depending on where you are and which country you are talking about. Okay, there are countries that have gone well below replacement level. And so if you are in such a country, you cannot sustain the labor force. You may have to depend largely on migrant labor. And how do you depend only on migrant labor to build your economy? A time will come when all nationals that you began with will no longer be there, and the country will be taken over by foreigners. So in countries where they are talking about even paying people, women, to give birth so that they can sustain the population, this is where they are now. But we are not there yet. And that is why I always caution that we should learn from what has happened in those countries and be able to manage our population in such a way that we don't go far below the replacement level, which will also be a source of worry.
Is there anything that Ghana can take, either be it increasing our food or reducing our population from this world number?
We are so far from the replacement level because we have 4 children per woman. We are afflicted by maternal mortality, and it's now around 350 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births. Infant mortality is so high at about 50 deaths per 1,000 live births. These are things that are challenging us and we need to learn from. Our worry is at what rate are we increasing? Because at a certain rate, it will not be sustainable. We cannot cater for the numbers in terms of food security, for example, because our technology for agriculture hasn't grown and developed too much. And these are some of the things that we need to talk about. So it's not a question of stopping population growth, but regulating in such a way that we have children when we think we are in a position to cater for their education, their shelter, clothing, and food and nutrition. So that is where the argument should be, and not necessarily how many people join us. The question is how rapidly they join us, because each one comes with its own challenge.
Director of the Population Council, Dr. Stephen Kwachi.